This is Fred Rivard from the University of Washington, and I have the pleasure today of speaking with Dr. Ali Rohani Rabar, who is a professor of epidemiology in the School of Public Health at the University of Washington, and he is the interim director of the Firearm Injury and Policy Research Program here at the University of Washington. Thank you very much for joining us, Ali.
It's wonderful to be here, Fred. Thank you very much.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Firearm Injury and Policy Research Program and its history?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. So, University of Washington, as you know, led some of the most seminal papers on firearms that were published in back in 1990s and has continued its work to enhance our understanding of the causes and consequences of this big public health problem. After the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, Seattle became one of the first cities in the country to support research in firearms, which led to studies that quantified the risk of subsequent injury and death after people get shot and get hospitalized and go back to the community. That research created the building blocks for a program of hospital and community-based gun violence intervention that's currently going at Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. FIPREP, Firearm Injury and Policy Research Program, was formed officially in 2019 with funding from the Washington State Legislature, building on that three-decade-long history of studying firearm injuries that I just mentioned. And our program really is focusing on supporting investigations of the determinants of firearm death injury at the individual, community, and societal level, evaluating the effectiveness of firearm laws and policies, both in Washington State and nationally, assessing the consequences of firearm violence and developing strategies to reduce the toll of firearm-related harm among people, both in Washington State, but also at the national level. So it really, this work that I just described, Fred, really highlights the importance of not only federal level funding, but also local and state level funding.
Yes, as we all know, there's been a real problem with funding for firearm research for many years, and fortunately that's gotten better, but still the state level funding is terribly important. What do you see as the main strengths of the Firearm Injury and Policy Research Program?
Thank you for that question. So there are a couple of things that come to my mind. One, which is at the top of the list for me really, is that we have a really multidisciplinary and interdisciplinary team here. It's really a we have expertise across medicine, public health, social work, nursing, law, sociology, criminology, psychology, you name it. And so that really, that interdisciplinary nature of our work and our team really allows us to develop and address scientific questions that are innovative and they are high impact. Secondly, we have several students and trainees and staff members. So students really ranging from undergrad to master's to doctoral level to postdoctoral trainees. And as you know, they consistently propose important questions, innovative ways of addressing them, helping us conduct our research. Really, they are an integral part of what we do, and we are really fortunate to have all these amazing talent. And lastly, I would say we are situated at the University of Washington with many departments and school across different campuses with a great deal of talent, which we can always rely on in our work. We also collaborate closely with several other academic institutions in Washington, including Seattle University, Washington State University, and also institutions around the country. And we're also lucky that the policy and community leaders at the city, county, and state levels here in Washington, as you know, are deeply committed to gun violence prevention.
You've done a great job of making this an interdisciplinary program and particularly bringing in the young talent of trainees at different levels, which we all know is critically important in terms of continuing this research after we're all gone. Can you give us some examples of recent or ongoing innovative projects that's happening at the Firearm Injury and Policy Research Program?
Yes, absolutely. And I really encourage the listeners also to explore our website, because there is no way for me to be able to summarize all of that here. FIPREP.uw.edu, all of our papers and projects are listed there. There are hundreds of them over the years. But here I just summarized two or three, maybe across different categories of policy, community, and clinical research. So our work really spans all forms of firearm injury, from interpersonal assault to self-directed harm, and suicide to unintentional shootings. So in one of our recent studies that was published, we quantified the implementation of Washington State's domestic violence related firearm prohibitions by courts and regional domestic violence firearms in enforcement unit. This unit is the first unit of its kind in the entire country, devoted really to the implementation of and enforcement of these domestic violence related firearm prohibitions. So this is really a phenomenal, unique opportunity to really do something that we have done very little in gun violence research, and that is examining the implementation of policies. As you know, just having the laws or policies on the books is not enough. They need to be implemented to change, to save lives and change things. And so we quantified what happened to these, to the implementation of these prohibitions after this unit started its work. And we really found some really striking results, that the implementation was associated with notable improvements in granted orders to surrender weapons, respondent compliance, and relinquishment. So that's really important research as an example of type of work that we have done that really has practical implications in terms of policy and practice. In another ongoing project, we are working with several community-based organizations across Washington that are devoted to youth firearm violence prevention. These organizations are implementing a variety of interventions, including family-integrated transitions, credible messengers, holistic wraparound services, group violence intervention, hospital-based intervention, and violence interrupters, among others. And we have co-developed theories of change with these partners. We're working to co-develop measures for the evaluation. So it's the first time, to my knowledge, that such project of this scale devoted to community gun violence intervention is being conducted in Washington. And maybe as last example, I mentioned the research that you led, that we collaborate with many other partners across the country. And one example of that is the work that was done with the American College of Surgeons Committee on Trauma, which leveraged an existing data system to collect data on fatal and non-fatal firearm injuries, presenting to close to 130 trauma centers. And as you know, it's really important to study not only firearm-related deaths, but also firearm-related injury. And also as part of this project, you were able to link the data to the Distress Community Index, to patient records using zip code of residence to really provide an understanding of the social determinants of gun violence. And utilizing trauma center clearly can be a valuable tool to improve our knowledge of not only firearm injuries, but also the documentation of the potential risks and circumstances. And so these are just some examples across different types of research that we have done, but I really encourage listeners to also, as I mentioned, look at our website and get a better sense of the variety of work that we do.
You know, you really pointed out the wonderful partners we have here in our community, from the King County Prosecuting Attorney's Office to the Office of Firearm Safety and Violence Prevention, really leaders in the country in terms of this kind of work. So it's really wonderful that we're able to work with them.
Absolutely.
What is your vision for the future of the Firearm Injury and Policy Research Program?
Yes, firearm injury and research, it really is at a very, very important juncture here, as we know, both in Washington, but also nationally. Certain developments in the past few years have happened, including now funding at the federal level, that are really, really important to be continued. I think for us in our research program, one of the main priorities to continue to strive to further strengthen our partnership with those community-based organizations, with communities, with the institutional partners that you just mentioned, and particularly centering the voices of those people who have been most affected by different forms of firearm injury, whether it's assault or suicide or unintentional shooting among children, all of them. And across urban and rural settings, we both know in Washington State, we have a variety of different urban and rural settings, and firearm-related harm affects all of them, really, not necessarily equally, but it does in a variety of different forms or shapes. It really impacts all of us. So the centering of the voices of these communities will really guide us to develop better questions for consequential research that can be translated into informing policy and practice. And our goal is to develop solutions that create time and space between firearms and individuals who are in the moments of crisis, while also addressing the upstream and root causes of gun violence. So we will continue our efforts on that front. Secondly, we will continue with our partners, including those at the state and federal level, to really enhance firearm data systems and infrastructure. As you know, Fred, and we have also heard from many colleagues around the country, not only in Washington state, but also in other states at the federal level, we really need to work on improving firearms data infrastructure. Without data, we won't be able to generate evidence. And so complete and high quality data is critical to any sound research, including gun violence research. And currently there are several gaps in the systems, both in terms of the data collection, but also barriers to accessing the data and integrating the data, which is critical to understand causes and consequences and point of intervention. And so we would like to continue that. That's one of our main goals, to have a system in place, hopefully in the next 5 or 10 years, as our vision, that really allows for data integration to better understand points of intervention to save lives. And lastly, we continue to plan to further expand our efforts to support the next generation of firearms researchers. This is critical. We are an academic institution. It's our responsibility, it's our commitment deeply to invest in our trainees so they can serve as leaders who can develop and scale up the solutions that we come up to save lives.
Well, thank you very much. It was really great to talk with you. And for our listeners, please go to our website, fiprp.uw.edu, where you can see all the different programs and activities of the center. Thanks very much.